am I excited for my guest today. We all know and love him. It's Bobby Lee.
Hey.
How the hell are you?
Hey, woo.
Wow,
listen,
really
listen,
excited
listen.
To be here.
I'm very excited to be here, and but your attitude and your energy was a little aggressive before we started filming, but I'm over that.
Are you? Because you had to bring it up immediately if you are over that.
I'm fine.
I will say, the problem was he had a pile of schmutz.
But what's
sitting
the big deal?
Here on camera.
But it's fine.
He had a hat and he had a shirt just in a ball.
It was the way you said to take it off. Anyway, let's just move on.
Look.
Do you do an intro music or anything?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
So I'm not going to cut this out, though. This is going to be
fun. I like it, yeah. How was your boy?
How's my boy? Also thought you didn't like him, which is hilarious.
Why do you keep fucking saying that?
Because he literally was like, Bobby Lee hates me. I'm like,
I don't want your fucking mind. If I talk to you, I like you.
He also complimented his legs immediately.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right, but then his body was like a turnip.
I don't remember you saying that.
I know. He's like a turnip. Because you know the legs are the little pointy part, and they go whoop. Yep. You know, it's like you know, he's like one of those like cake pops.
Okay.
He's a cake pop.
I'm laughing too hard at this.
Why?
That's the problem. His
body's not good.
But his face
is great.
No.
He has an old-timey face.
No.
Yeah, he's an old-timey face.
His body is good. I love his body.
I know, but that's your type.
Yeah. Well, how do you know what my type is?
Oh, once I saw him, I'm like, that's it.
That's it. Yeah,
like, he's old-timey. Like,
he's got
looks
an old-timey
like
mustache that curls up.
He's like a baker from the 1950s. You know what I mean? There's like not a mean bone in his body.
No, this is the roast of Zach right now.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zachary. How did that trip go?
I want to call him Turnip Boy now. Yeah. It's way funnier. Yeah. The trip was good. Yeah, I drove out to Salt Lake City. I left my dog there with him. He's watching her right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so have you talked about the Keith incident or no?
No, not really. I've just mentioned that I have a stalker, but
right.
But this happened. We can talk because you were there when this happened. I was
100% there when this happened.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Tell them how I know.
Okay.
We were doing a movie.
We're
dear friends.
Yeah, we were doing a movie with All Things Comedy.
Yeah.
And I was just doing a small part where I played a grizzled
You killed it.
Bartender. Thank you. You too. You were very funny.
You killed it.
It was very fun.
Okay.
And then while we were on set, my friend Megan came to let my dog out, and I hid my spare keys in a very bizarre spot, and they were gone. So somebody had watched me put the keys there.
She
and
put her
them.
Keys in the crack of a building?
Yeah.
Right. You know,
yeah,
you
yes.
can go to Home Depot and you can get, number one, one of those locks where you can mm-hmm. punch in a code and that's where your key is. Uh-huh. Or there's those rocks. Back in the day, we used to have those rocks.
Oh, yeah.
With the little thing at the bottom.
Yeah. Also, those were so insane. There's no rocks around your whole house and just one rock sitting at the front. Like, obvious thing of
no,
a world.
You should have rocks first. Yeah, don't get the rock thing if you don't have rocks. Because one rock is weird, right?
Yeah, one single rock on just sand and a single rock.
That's true. So if you have a bunch of rocks, get that. Or the lock thing. But I've never seen anybody hide keys in the crack of a building.
So this is what, and this is why you realize that somebody must have watched me take the keys away. Mm. Somebody must have watched me put the keys there because it wouldn't have made any sense for someone to go looking in a crack of a building,
right.
Under a broken rearview mirror and in a pile of leaves.
Yeah.
So someone saw me put them there. Actually, the Ring camera just got put up today.
What was that?
I got a Ring camera, so I'm peeping now. I'm watching people come up to my door.
Oh, so the keys in the rock crack again?
No, the keys are gone. The keys will never be there again.
Yeah, don't do the crack thing. Yeah.
I think
do you need money to get the rock or the other thing?
I know.
I can give you some money.
I'm good. Thank you so much.
I know, but are you going to get the lock then?
I got my lock changed already. $800. They're done.
I know, but the next time that happens where you need somebody to get into your house.
I'm going to get the lock box, yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm not getting aggressive. I'm just asking. I care. That's why.
You care? Yeah.
You were freaking out that day.
I cried.
And we were, I know.
I was very upset.
I laughed.
Huh.
When you cry, I laugh.
I realized it.
Oh, we were laughing.
Oh, really? Oh,
you would leave the room. So she would come up and just in this panting and, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
I
tears
wasn't
well
doing up. That
Yeah.
No,
it
wasn't.
It was fucking drama. Oh, dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Oh, almighty. You know, or whatever.
Yeah, oh, almighty.
Yeah. And then you would walk down and we would go, you know what I mean? Like cackle. And then you would come up and we'd have to come back to concerned.
Yeah.
Sure, so sure, that was a good day. Thank you for that.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
No, you guys were very kind and I was trying to keep it together, but it was scary because I think I have a stalker now and I'm scared.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm annoyed.
I'm so
here's the problem. I'm not, why would I have a stalker? Let's break it down. Like, we got Nikki Glaser, we got Ali Wong, we got these very attractive, very likable women.
You know what? Can I say something? I find you more attractive than those two ladies.
Well, well, well. Yeah, yeah. What a nice thing to say.
Yeah, you have sort of a interesting look.
It's specific.
It's very specific.
And guess who likes it? Turnips and turnips only. That's the only thing that likes it.
You look like a hot mechanic.
But this
It's not a roast. I'm trying to be honest. Can I just be real?
Please, I'm a hot mechanic.
I recently watched that movie Alien, the first one.
Okay.
Right?
If you say I look at the thing that came out of the stomach, I'm going to punch you.
No, you're not. But you're like, you know, if Sigourney Weaver had died from the alien, like with the acid.
How is this a compliment?
She's hot.
Dying from an alien and being covered in acid? This is a seemingly.
Not your face, just your body or whatever.
My body, whatever. You don't know what's under here. Yeah. You said that day, I said something about people seeing my tits, and you're like, I never want to see your tits.
I wasn't
planning on showing you.
I don't want to see your tits.
I'm going to send you.
Not that you're Sigourney Weaver, that you would work on that spaceship. Right? Because when you look at like a movie like that, like Alien, or like something like that where it's like they're trying to portray working class people, mm-hmm. but it still has to be Hollywood. So they have to be kind of, you know, be attractive still, you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay.
But still people relatable.
Uh-huh.
That's what you are. Like a relatable mechanic in a movie.
Burned with acid.
No, I erased the acid part, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, you know what I mean? That's good.
I'll take the hot mechanic.
Yeah. So in fact, if you, Nikki Glaser and Ali Wong were on an island and I could choose one to penetrate, which one should I do? just give me a second.
Oh, good. Yeah. Let's put a little
You're second. You're second.
I'm second. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, you're second.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell who's first. Don't say who's first.
I don't want to say
this
who's
make
first.
Me feel good. I like being
But you're not
there.
Last.
I like that.
You're not last.
I can. This is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Although.
Why is there an although?
Yeah, should I?
No.
All right.
Don't. Let me keep this. Make me feel good about myself.
No. I got to say it. May I say it? You can cut it out. It's your podcast.
No. All right. I don't edit it.
So if I was on the island with you, Nikki, and Allie, I would have sex with you second. But probably only one time.
That's all you could handle, motherfucker.
That's right.
You'd be fucking...
You would suck all the cum out of my body.
You would be dehydrated.
Yeah.
You'd be a raisin on the beach. You'd be absolutely done.
Yeah, but I really do like your boyfriend. He's... When he smiles, it's like you can tell... You know how you can tell when white people... Their eyes crinkle, and when they smile, you go, oh, that's like a good guy. Like
yeah,
he's a Schindler.
Okay.
You know Schindler?
No.
From Schindler's List?
No, I've never seen Schindler's List.
Are you Jewish?
I'm not Jewish.
Okay, my bad. Why would you see it then?
I mean, I could see it as a non-Jew.
Why wouldn't you see that movie? It's a fucking great movie.
I heard it was too long.
It's like one of those...
This is really setting you off.
It really is. You know what I'm tired of? I'll tell you what I'm tired of.
White people not watching Schindler's List.
Not just white people, your generation of people.
We're the same age.
How old are you?
37.
No, I'm 51.
You're 51?
Yeah. We're not the same age.
What the fuck am I doing wrong? You're 51. Mm. Jesus Christ. Mm. You look good.
I know.
Oh my God.
I fucking know.
You are 51.
I'm the best.
Shit.
So check this out, okay?
This energy you have at 51.
Your generation of people, uh-huh. I'm fucking tired of it, man. Okay? I'll tell you why. Number one. Because I'm single now.
We know.
Okay. Why? Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about it.
Well, we would say we know, though. As if it's like...
I think the people know. You're famous enough that people know...
I'm famous enough? Just everything is coming out of your mouth.
Everything's coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. Everything's coming out of your mouth. Let's not fight. Okay. I love you. Okay. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So let's just finish. Your generation of people.
My generation.
Right? I've been going on dates with them. Right?
And?
And they say ridiculous things like... I've never heard of the Beatles.
Well, that's stupid.
But that's, to me, the same as Schindler's List.
I know what Schindler's List is.
I know, she knew what the Beatles... Oh, yeah, right. But you're right. But they don't even have that inclination or the desire to discover and uncover.
Okay, I see.
Right?
Yes.
And to explore, mm-hmm. right? Even if they hear of it, they're like, I don't want to... You know what I mean? In my generation, we just went, what is it? And I'll listen to it or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because they say the Beatles are one of the greatest bands ever. So obviously you have an interest.
Yeah, I see.
Right? Schindler's List is a classic very good movie. You have no interest.
To be honest, I don't watch a lot of movies.
Oh, that's well. Then
so it's
that,
not, that's
well,
the
then
thing.
Say that upfront.
Yeah. That's
all right.
Like,
my bad.
I truly watch the same TV show over and over. It's very stupid.
So you've never seen any classical movie?
No, I've never seen classical.
I'm gonna throw some movies your way, and I want to see if you've seen them. Okay. Mm? Jaws.
Yes.
Bing. I'm gonna go bing when you.
Okay.
Bing.
Okay. Got that. Yeah.
Bing. Taxi Driver.
No.
I'll do that noise. Okay. I need noises,
no,
right?
We like the noise.
Yeah. Let's say Deer Hunter.
No.
Four. How about, let's go, I don't want to go too deep to cut. Let's go keep deep cut. Seven Samurai.
No.
Number six, let's go further in there.
Okay.
Let's go Coen Brothers. Raising Arizona.
No. I told you.
Number seven, The Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes, I've seen that.
Bing.
Okay.
Eight, let's go sci-fi. Star Wars. Empire Strikes Back.
What, was that the one with...
Second one.
The Chewbacca's in it?
Four. Number four. I mean, at nine.
Okay.
Let's go nine. Is this boring you?
No, I...
We're going to fucking finish this
okay,
thing.
Okay. Right. We'll get to 10 then.
No Country for Old Men.
No.
Five. Ten, I mean. Ten is, let's see, let's do Amelie.
No.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's a problem. Look, I used to Highland dance my whole life, Bobby. I had no life, okay? I wasn't out watching movies. I was out practicing the Highland fling, okay? You don't understand this.
So why don't you like the art of movies?
I'm just never...
What is it about? Is it the length of them?
Sometimes, yeah. That's why I like a show, like a TV show. I like to be able to get out at 30.
Oh, 30 or an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Let
me ask you, there's some great shows out right now, mm-hmm. right? Have you seen any of them? Like Severance.
I'm watching Abbott Elementary and I really like that show.
Oh, so you like sitcoms?
Yeah.
All right.
No, you don't do drama. I don't really do dramas.
Right.
I get depressed. I like to
be
happy.
Did you see Game of Thrones at all?
I started to.
I understand.
Well, it's also like we're busy people. When am I having time to come home and watch a movie? I'm home, I'm tired.
All right.
Shows all night at home.
You're right. But you did stand up when?
I started when I was 18.
You're 18. Oh, so you've been in it for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Right.
20 years.
20 years. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Right. So you never really did that. So you would rather live life.
I mean, or I'd rather just come home and fucking, chill out.
Yeah.
Well, now
before, let me ask you, I know this is your podcast and you feel like I'm taking over.
No, I kind of like it.
All right. It's cool, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
But then you'll take over after this because I'm tired. All right. So here's
the okay. We'll go, we'll have a sound when it's time to take over.
I love sounds.
Okay.
So you do a sound after what I'm about to say.
Okay.
All right. Is that the sound?
That was the sound of the switchover when I take the podcast back. You really like that sound.
I do. So you were telling me before this boyfriend, mm-hmm. right, that for 8 years before that, you didn't have any boyfriends.
No, I dated people, but I never had like an official.
So would you do one night stands?
Oh yeah.
All right. So how would that work?
Not well. No, I didn't. Also, I wasn't voluntarily doing one night stands. I would hope that I would, I could date them after, but that never happened.
But you know this, right? You never bring. You don't give them the prize the first night.
I know. And I found.
Let me just say something to you, okay? What you have, is pure magic. What you have is the, it's like, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Never seen it.
Yeah, but they're trying to find the Ark and they open it. No, how about this is better? Do you see Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Remember the briefcase?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have in there. We don't know what's in that briefcase, but it glows, right?
I explain mine on stage vividly and mine ain't glowing.
Yep.
It's more like opening up a salami sandwich. You know that like red and white packaging? Oh,
don't say that out loud, right? Because it's like, we don't know,
okay.
right? We don't know.
Yes, you don't know.
Right? It's like, salami sandwich, huh?
I'm just picturing that red sandwich wrapping. You know what I mean? There's like a napkin around the bottom of it because in case the juices come out the bottom.
Okay, you're like an old, really old Porsche.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? The label.
In the shop.
What? That's still, in the shop.
Yeah.
But it still runs.
Barely.
Okay. Really?
No.
Like the juices come out, right?
Juices.
All right. I love juices.
Okay.
Just as long as the juices are there, it's working.
It's moist.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, it's not dry.
All right, so you would do one night stand. So you would go after a show. Would that happen?
No, I would not do shows. I would go out for a date, hopefully, like, and I'd try Silver Lake or, Las Vegas, somewhere close by.
Right. So you would go to a Mexican restaurant, for instance.
Never restaurant. Bars.
You would meet them. That's a no-no.
I know. I was doing it wrong. And I would find, this is what happens when you do this, you're inviting these negative, bad people. Because you're probably taking women out for dinner.
Oh, I take them out to nice dinners.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I treat them with respect.
Yeah, but here's the problem. This is, again, men your age thing. This is, you think
generational?
I do. You think men in their fucking 30s? No man asked me for dinner. Maybe out of all the dates I went on for 8 years, maybe three were like, do you want to get dinner? It's all meet at this bar, go to this fucking pub, this brewery. Never dinners. No dinners.
Wow, I'm doing it wrong.
You're doing it right.
Oh, that's right?
Yes, this is way fucking better.
That's made so much money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
If I did it that way, I would save so much money.
You would save money, but also this is the kind of clientele you're getting. This is, you're getting nicer women. They know they're being treated better. Like, it's...
Yeah, I think what I have is, I don't think it's just a generation thing. I think I have, because I'm a kid from trauma, I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Which is
like,
nice.
I don't want to re-traumatize somebody or lie to somebody or hurt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm always kind of mindful about like what I'm saying and how I'm behaving. I think that's a problem because then it takes me like, not that I'm seeing a bunch of women, I mean a couple, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I wait till 5 or 6 until I expect, you know, intimacy or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
5 or 6?
Yeah, because I want to know who they are. I can't date a crazy person.
Wow.
I can't penetrate a crazy person and then like all of a sudden, oh my God, they're like a psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then it's, I have too much to lose.
You do.
So you have to like, you know what I mean, figure it out. You know what I mean? Like,
but you are, also, yeah, you're on a different level though. You're a famous man.
So are you?
I
don't have a Netflix special.
Well, this is before, I also, Netflixing happened after with
But I never Zach had one.
Now.
So you're more famous.
I really don't think so.
I don't know.
The porn star that was just in here was like, Bobby Lee, the second you peeped your two little eyeballs up to the window. She was like, that's probably
who else would it be?
she knew your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't have to see anything else.
And that's why the racism thing where we all look alike is wrong. Because yeah, from the nose up, she recognized me.
Not even nose. You were just
It was my
just
eyeballs. My little eyeballs. Asian eyes. Even if you she had that's why I wanted to meet her. Because she has that thing.
And she wanted to meet you.
Yeah. She has the sixth sense. Recognizes Asians from the eyes.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very
So now do the noise.
Switching back over. Okay. That's the old switchover noise.
Yeah.
No, I'm really impressed that you said that though. 7, 6, 7 is nice. Because I used to do first dates and then, yeah, guess what? Bad men.
All right. So would you initiate the sexualities?
No, I think it'd be a combo. It would depend. If we were out and I could tell that it was just going to be a one night stand and I was like drunk enough and he was like, you know, if I was super horny, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck about this guy. Let's just do it.
Would you wear
but
a condom?
If I did, always condom. Always condom. I know I'm a raging gross pig. I'm always wrapping it up down there. I have a crazy STD and AIDS phobia.
Like, you do?
Oh, yeah. My AIDS phobia is a problem.
Okay, good. That's a good thing.
Therapist has to, Judy has to hear about it because I have a, scared of AIDS.
But you're not raw dying. You're raw dying it now with your new.
Oh, we're raw. Yeah, he's an ex
mormon.
We're raw Rasputin down there. We're getting right in there.
And juicing. Your vagina's juicing. Yeah. It's working. It's great.
Juicing.
Yeah.
We're juicing. It's nice. He likes it. He loves what I have.
That's
very
great.
Nice. It's the first guy
you guys
I've
are
ever
like,
had.
When I saw you guys, I was like, oh, that's, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this thing. I like
it's
it.
It's a nice thing.
It's cool. Let me ask you something. I'm going to tell you something happened to me this morning, and I haven't shared this on any podcast.
I get the
and
hot
it
juice.
Broke. It broke my heart.
Oh, no.
What?
Are you going to cry right now?
I was about to until you said until you did that.
You ruined it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because there's not insincere. It wasn't sincere.
It was. I think I laughed because I was nervous.
Really?
Yeah. No one's ever cried my podcast before, and I didn't know how to react.
Well, I'm not gonna cry now.
Okay. Damn it.
But it broke my heart. So I got this. So on my Hinge profile, right? What's so funny?
Now it's making it funny that you were going to cry over something.
Please don't
on
laugh.
Okay.
Honestly, if you smile or laugh, it breaks me.
Okay.
And it hurts my heart. So I have this Hinge profile.
Do you need some floss? Sorry.
You have to make jokes, huh?
There was something big in your tooth. Look like. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're not good with intimacy.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Doesn't seem like it, but let's move on. So on Hinge, I get this match, and it's from this blonde woman, right? And she was like, okay, you know what I mean? But I thought, like, I looked at her all the time. She likes dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, she likes to climb things, like cliffs. You know what I mean? So she's like, she does activities. And I matched with her. But I made a mistake on one of my profile pictures. is a photo of me and Theo Von. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So I go, hey-o. That's how and I always initiate the conversation. Uh-huh. Right? And then she goes, oh my God, I don't want to be the rudest person in the world, but can you tell Theo Von that he's cute?
That's the opening. Block and report her.
No, I match with her. I match with her.
I would have reported her.
What do you report her for what?
That's rude.
I know, but you can't report for that.
Yo, you can report for whatever you want.
But do you know what that did to me? It broke me.
That's very upsetting.
Is it upsetting?
That's very
fucking
rude.
It's so upsetting. It's so fucking rude.
It's so fucking rude.
Number one, lady, can I just say something? He's not going to like you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, sorry.
Right? I'm a 50-year-old fat immigrant, right? Or ethnic person. This is the best you can get in terms of comedy. You know what I mean? In terms of that level, right?
Yeah, you're not getting
it. And you're not going to bypass this.
No.
Right?
No.
This is it. So go fuck yourself. Anyway, my point is that was so rude.
That's so fucking rude.
Right.
That's disrespectful.
Yes.
I try to keep photos now of just me on there. Because people are like, put friend photos. I switched it. You can't. Because
as soon as that happened,
I literally posted a video of me and my sister, and someone immediately was like, wow, your sister's hot, you're not. I'm like, well, I can't post fucking anything anymore because the comparison is insane. Also, that's so fucking rude.
It's so rude.
She matched with you just to do that?
Yeah. No. And as if she was going to go... Like, I was going to give this energy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's
his
number.
And then go to
number.
Theo and go, hey, this girl I matched with on him. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's a 30-minute fucking thing.
That's
right?
Crazy.
And then wait for his text back and then be the middleman. That's never going to happen.
No. That's a wild... People are doing wild shit, though.
It's so wild.
People are fucking messaging wild shit, asking for wild shit. It is... People don't give a fuck anymore.
They don't give a fuck.
No, it's crazy.
That's so crazy. Who the fuck do you think you are, bitch?
No, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's psychotic.
It's so psychotic, but it's insane. Like the nerve.
No, the absolute gull people have right now, it's crazy.
And you're 33 and you're single and you're on Hinge. That's the reason why.
Okay, now you're just throwing shade to anybody. I was like, I was 35 on Hinge. I mean,
my bad. I'm sorry. You're right.
Look.
I apologize.
I've seen some of the women that you've been taking out. You showed photos.
All right.
Very attractive gals of Bobby's.
First of all, like I said, I've gone on some dates, but in terms of me lunging in for a kiss.
Well, don't use the term lunging.
Why?
Lunging?
What's the right word?
I'd say moving in slowly.
What's lunging?
Lunging is like fucking lunging, like you're forcing your way in.
I'm quick. I'm a quick guy.
Yeah, you can be speedy, but the lunge is.
Have
like
you seen me walk?
Lurky.
People think I'm power walking when I'm walking. And I go, I'm not power walking. Yeah, I walk fast, right?
Yeah, you do walk fast.
So when I say lunging, it's like, you know.
But lunging seems like they don't want it.
Right.
Lunging seems like an aggressive, like.
So this is how fast I go.
Is that what you look like when you do? Eyes open.
I have to lock eyes. Because if they close it and they turn away, I don't want to headbutt them.
I feel like you both know a kiss is coming.
No, that's not true.
Really?
That's absolutely not true. No, because there was one girl that I like, and she goes, I never even make the first move or give the hint. I want the guy to be the aggressor.
Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh. So then.
So you know what I mean? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Women have different things, you know.
That's true. You could always say, "I want to kiss you right now." I think
Wait.
That turns me on when guys like when you're like in a moment where you're like looking at somebody intently and they're like, "I really want to kiss you right now."
But here's my fear. Here's the fear of that. So let's act this out, right? But at the end of this, I want you to say no, right?
Okay.
And then that reaction. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Right. So.
So okay.
Let's look at each other.
Okay.
Right.
Is that how
so gross.
Do it?
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, so gross. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, no. It was
okay,
just like.
Okay.
No. No.
Let's
you're.
Just, okay, we're
remember
acting.
The island. You're second.
Remember the island.
You're second on the island.
Second pick
right,
over
so
here.
Check it out. I want to kiss you right now.
No.
Like I don't know. What do you do?
I feel like, though, if you're in that intent moment,
no,
people are going to say no. That's crazy.
The risk of the no, and then whatever happens after that, I don't know what to do.
If you're on date 3 or 4, this bitch should be kissing. Why is she there? If you're on date 3 or 4.
So is that the rule?
I think I would even assume if you had a really good date or this is a date, if you go past date 1. That person wants to see you again.
I don't do... Oh, is that true? Okay, is that true?
Yes. If I had a horrible first date, I would not go back out on a date with you. So, also, I like a kiss on the first night if it was going well. Of course, also, if you lean in and she, like, does the hug, then that's... No, she doesn't want shit. But if she kind of, like, leans in...
So here, that gives me a lot of confidence. So what you're saying to me is... after this... I will never lunge in the first date.
Okay.
Right?
Fair.
But the second date, right, you're saying that... what are the odds of me going in for a kiss? It's not 100%. So give me the percentage.
Yeah, I'm going to say 90%. It seems bizarre for her to win. How much time does this person have on her? 10%. But why would she...
I can't risk the 10%.
The only reason I'm saying... I would normally say 100, but I'm only saying 90 because if she was a star fucker, if she was hanging out with you...
Okay, what about third date? What's the percentage?
Third date, it should be 100% at this point.
Okay, this is crazy. Oh, it's crazy.
If it happened...
But if I go in for the kiss on the third date...
Ta-ta.
And it gets rejected...
What are you doing with this person? It's a waste of time.
Do I yell at him?
No, what are you yelling?
Not yell at, but do I tell him, like, hey, this is the third date. I went for a kiss. You reject me. What the fuck is going on?
I mean, you did it over text. Maybe don't do that.
Oh, you don't say it?
Face.
I don't like the way I'm doing it now. Right, I feel like a lot.
Yeah, it's really too much.
It might be a little too much. All right, so these are things I'm learning. All right, so second date, I think I have more confidence.
I think second, as a woman... I would only go on second dates with people that I actually had an interest to or that I wanted to fuck. It's a waste. At this age, women in their 30s, we don't have time to be going out, mucking around. We have work in the morning. We're tired. We're wasting our time.
Yeah.
We have precious time here.
I see. Interesting. Thank you so much for that.
I hope that helps.
Do the reverse now.
Okay, we're going to get back. We're going to launch back into what the pod is about.
No, we're not doing the pod yet.
We're not doing the pod yet?
Why do you want to do the pod now? I've never podded with you.
I know, this is fine. I know, but this is the pod.
I thought we had good chemistry.
We do have great chemistry. That's why I want to get into the bod stuff, because we're going to still riff about the bod stuff. People come to this podcast because they want to hear gross stories. They want to hear weird shit about the body.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have...
I do, but go ahead.
That's why I asked you also, because I felt like you did have some weird body shit.
Well, my penis...
I didn't know you're gonna just open like this. Okay, your penis. Your penis is out a lot. I've never seen it, but I've seen.
I just don't laugh like that when I say my penis.
But I don't know. It was just such a. When I said body thing, you just said my penis, and then you just. A girl did that once when they saw it.
And
no.
That laugh. That's so traumatizing.
That's bad. Yeah. That's rude.
That never happened.
Well. And now you're making me feel bad.
That never happened. So.
Your penis, which people have seen.
People have seen, and like.
It's on stage sometimes.
No, right. I haven't done it since...
I think you did it on a podcast that came out.
No. I haven't done it since the culture changed.
Okay.
At one point, because I've been in comedy since 1995.
Okay.
Right, just doing sketch and doing different things, you know what I mean? But I've been around since then. People have known me since then. And so I used to do it a lot back in the 90s and the 2000s, early 2000s, because, you know... Not that it was allowed, but it was like, you know, it was never sexual. It was more out of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And since the culture changed, I just don't do it anymore. I'll show them pubes.
Okay.
But I don't think that I can get like canceled for pubes.
No, pubes. There's already guys showing pubes that they didn't realize.
Right. And that, you know, I look at guys like Bert Kreischer and I go, I think it's the same ballpark.
Yeah.
But my penis. Very good. That's the reaction I want.
Good.
And Kalila have said this, and women that have been with me have said this, is very small, right? When you look, when he's sleeping,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? When he's resting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I have extra skin in there, right? And when it grows, right? It grows very big.
Very big.
Well, people are shocked by it.
Okay.
No, they really are.
Okay. Like, have you measured it before?
No, I've never measured it because I just don't have a thing. I haven't gone to Home Depot and got that thing. Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
A measuring tape?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get that.
You don't even have like a thing that you...
I don't know how to buy it.
Okay.
There's just certain things I don't know how to buy.
Ruler.
Don't you have that? Like a back scratcher. Where do you buy that?
Daiso.
What's a Daiso?
You ever go to Daiso?
What is it?
The Japanese dollar store.
Right. But if you don't, if the only Asian places have that...
No, I think most dollar stores do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Daiso because Daiso is the fucking best one.
But you can't get it at Ralph's.
No.
CVS, you can't get it. You can't get a back scratcher at CVS, right?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Amazon. But
oh, I can Amazon it. Yeah. And they have different varieties.
Yeah, you're going to get different sizes in case you want like some nail scratching. I don't, now we're going crazy on the back scratcher.
Yeah.
So you're it comes out. It's just like hidden, and it comes out, and you're like, people are like, right. What's going on there?
Right. So that's a shame to me. It's a shame to me because male comics, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
have seen it, and they've been spreading lies about my penis.
Oh, because it wasn't erect.
Right.
I see what you
right.
mean.
Okay. So it's like, well, you haven't seen it, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
awoken.
Okay.
Right? You haven't seen him.
But
you know
I think that's even better for these fucking comics to be spreading this, and then if you get with any of these women that have heard this, they'll be like, holy Toledo.
It's never that. It's more
that
of like,
excited?
No, it's more of like, in like, you know, it's like, for instance, I just imagine like a scientist discovering like a new species of something.
Okay. Like
that's what
uncovering a piece of.
No, they're in the, you know, they're putting
going?
Their with a microscope, or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Analyzing, they go, oh, that type
okay,
of thing.
Okay.
It's not like, holy Toledo. Okay, you know what I mean? Okay. I won the lottery. You know what I
okay.
mean? It's more like interesting.
But how often are women that you're with or whatever, seeing it sleeping? Unless you're like dating the person, like, you know what I mean? Like you're not walking around with it. When you're fooling around with somebody, it's not sleeping anymore. So they're not
well,
seeing it like that.
Yeah, he's sort of like an old, you know what I mean, guy with like, you know what I mean, that has deep sleep.
Okay. So he really needs to be awakened.
You yeah, it's like not some, like, you can't go,
wake up. Okay.
You can't
you
do that.
Like, get off!
Intruder! Yeah.
The ring camera went off. He's here.
Yeah.
He found the keys.
Yeah,
okay,
it's got to
okay,
be like
okay,
that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the second thing about my body, since we're talking about body, so that's a, you know.
I mean, this is good to know for all the single gals
thank
out there.
You.
Now, this is, also, I what? Think they're kind of cute when they're sleeping.
Really?
I think it's fun that they have two different alter egos.
Yeah, but it's like, if there's no manual, not manual, if people don't know things about it, right, it could
yeah.
be shocking.
Okay.
Right?
No.
It's like if you don't know that it grows, right? Now, it's not something that you can tell somebody.
I feel like most women know it's going to grow, and if
they
don't,
but they think that my dick is going to grow like this.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can't like advertise it or give them like a little pamphlet and go read about it.
You could do that.
I think I should do that. Yeah.
You could have a pamphlet. That's
maybe I
sure.
should do that. Yeah.
Just so you know, it will change.
Yeah.
Shape and size.
Let me talk. Can I ask
yes.
you a question about your vagina?
Sure.
And I'm saying, asking you as a friend,
mm-hmm.
and I'm asking.
Okay. Never had a friend ask me about vagina before.
As a colleague.
Yeah. As a colleague.
Yeah.
As a coworker.
No, do women, like, if I was a woman, I would put, like, prop up, like, one of those long mirrors
mm-hmm.
and just get on the floor and look at it. Do you ever look at it?
I look at it all the time, but I use a pocket mirror.
Oh, holy
so
shit.
I have a little small one.
Yeah.
And I've been using it for years because I used to be really paranoid about STDs. So every time I had ingrown hair, I thought it was a wart. So I'd look down there.
Oh.
So I put, what you do is you put one leg on the sink.
Uh-huh.
Get it up there, flexible, and get right in there. Get good lighting.
Mm.
Yeah. And then really, you can see the angles. You move stuff around.
So I know you mentioned before about the pastrami or the mm-hmm. like was like sandwich meat or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, give me an honest, because that's for comedy.
No. I honestly think, like, I watch a lot. I would say the last Susie was on, we were discussing what she said. There's innies and there's outies.
What is hers?
Outie. So you don't like, I think I'm also an outie. Because it's not like, you know how sometimes, okay, I'll explain like this. You know how sometimes it's like, you see the gyros, like
yeah, I've
hamburger
seen them
bun.
Before.
Like the hamburger bun where it's all in there. Or there's one where it's like the bun's open and you can see the meat.
Right.
So
it's
I'm
sort of
saying
like a
the
bao
bun's
bun.
Open.
It's like a bao bun overcooked.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
yes,
like the
yes,
filling
yes.
in the middle is coming
it's
out.
It's coming out, yeah.
I want it tucked.
Yeah, oh, so you like the innies.
Well, I just, you know what I mean? I don't want to know what's in the middle.
Well...
Like, I want to bite into a bao. Oh, pork.
Okay. You like the surprise.
Or red
okay.
bean. You know what I mean?
Okay,
you never
okay.
know, right?
No, you'll know. You know with me.
You right.
Know
you do know.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
it?
You're not
is the stuff already, like,
you're
fully out?
No.
All right.
No, it's like, it's just open a bit.
Okay, that's fine.
We're not, it's not pouring out. The way I explain it on stage, I really over-exaggerate and make it seem like
right.
it's a good thing. But
yeah.
I will say, Zach loves it.
Great. And I'll be honest with you.
I'll be honest. Most men, once they're down there, they don't really care. And I got self-conscious about it for years.
Yeah.
And then after I've watched a lot more porn and seen a lot more women who aren't doing surgery stuff down there and seeing what's
oh, you can
going
get
on
surgery.
Down there. Oh, a lot of porn stars used to get surgery where they'd like tuck it up and like take away some labia parts. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A lot of the tuckies you see, a lot of the like.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But wow. Now there's one girl I watch a lot. I think her name's Deluxe something on Pornhub. Shout out to Deluxe Girl. She's got like a lot of stuff going on there, and I like watching her because it's relatable.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So you're an outie.
Yeah.
Interesting. I have no judgment.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm an innie.
Right. I have no judgment, though. And you know what? If I were going to make a bet, outie.
Oh, I think I scream outie.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever looked at me and thought innie.
Yeah. I wish we could play the game. I can't do this because I think I'll get canceled. But like the game of like you name me female comics and I can guess what innie, in or out.
Yeah, no, we definitely can't do that. No.
But I would love to play that game.
I think I'd love to play the game and guess which guy has a big penis or a small penis.
See, that, right? Why is that okay? And then I can't do any outie.
Because big or small seems less offensive than any outie. Because
outie is a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
You just say you hate outie.
But that's just my fucking opinion. But I know dudes.
Most people hate outie. Most people don't like any.
That's not true.
I think majority of men would say any. Aaron?
My dad liked outie.
How do you know your dad liked outie?
My mom has an outie. I'm kidding. I don't know. I've never seen it.
I was like, oh God. Yeah. Okay.
But Aaron, what do you think?
Any or outie?
Okay, I see.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. I think most men just prefer like the image of innie. Also, innie, to me, kind of childlike. Kind of like when I was a kid, I had innie. You get older, turns into an outie.
Right.
When I was born, I didn't have this nose. I had a tiny little button nose. Guess what?
What? It grew.
Oh, it grew. Yeah. Well, yeah, it grew. I think...
You know what? I like outie.
Now you like outie.
Yeah.
I think visually men just say this, but when it comes down to it, they're fucking...
What does it matter?
They're down. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't like...
Oh.
Someone's at my front door.
Let's take a peek. We can see together. That's my ring. That's my ring thing. Wow. Let's see who it is. Person detected. Oh no, that was my friend setting it up for me. What the hell? Now it's not showing me. Hello, you stupid idiot. Huh. Oh, here we go.
Who is it?
My neighbor. Walking by.
Ah.
We love to see it.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
How much does that cost? A lot?
No, not really.
All right,
rings
cool.
Not that much, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can put
it on. Do you feel better? Do you have a back door?
I do. I'm putting on the back door tomorrow, and I've been sleeping with a chair wedged under my door with mace and pepper spray in my bed. I haven't been sleeping.
Can I buy you a samurai sword?
Please.
I'll buy you a real samurai sword.
Oh, I would love a fucking sword.
You really?
Because I was thinking about getting a gun.
A samurai sword.
Okay, I'll do something.
Like a real sharp one.
Okay.
Like, not a katana. I'm not going to do that.
No,
it's like,
crazy. I'll do $300-$400
maybe. I'll get you
one. Wow, yeah, this is so generous.
When's your birthday?
March 7th.
Christmas, I'll get you okay.
for. Oh my gosh, Bobby, yeah, what a nice man.
No, I worry about you.
I worry about me too. What was your other body thing?
Okay, so, God, I don't want to share this though. It's so hard to share.
You don't have to if you don't. I'm not forcing you. You don't have to share things if you don't want to. Don't share it.
Well, I've shared it before, so it's like, you know what I mean? Do you know the late, great Ed Asner?
No.
Oh, my God. Guess who Ed Asner is?
I'm going to guess an actor, a comedian.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. You can't guess?
Is that it? I thought you said, yeah.
He's an actor.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Do you ever see the movie Up?
Yes.
You did?
The cartoon movie, yes.
You saw it?
Yeah. Did you play the old man?
Yeah, he's the old man.
Okay.
The late, great Ed Asner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I knew him. Okay. And he knew about this thing that I have. I used to have a left foot that had athlete's foot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very itchy. Right. And I refused to deal with it and put stuff on it because I got addicted to the itchy, the scratching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then one day, Kalila's vagina got itchy.
Okay.
From the athletes, we believe.
That did a little transfer.
Yeah, did a transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got my left foot taken care of, and now it's clean. Mm-hmm. My whole body's clean. So that's hard to admit.
It also, that's a big jump.
What do you mean?
I mean, vaginas get itchy all of the time.
Exactly. And she claims, like, listen, she claims it's from my foot. I never believed it.
I will say, as somebody with a vagina, I also don't believe it because you can get a yeast infection literally like that.
Thank you so much. Anyway, I got it taken care of and it doesn't itch anymore. But my point is that
I was ashamed.
Yeah,
I'm more concerned about the, I've never heard anyone be addicted to an itch before. That's the part of the story that piqued my interest.
Well, it's like if I have a toothache, I'm the kind of guy that likes to press it.
Oh, really? Yeah, You're a sicko.
And I get
that.
Addicted to the pain of it.
Okay.
Like, ow, so ow,
was
ow.
It like, I have athlete's foot sometimes. Was it like in the cracks
between
of the toe?
Between the cracks of the toe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
it like the split open kind of athlete's foot?
Sometimes,
or was it more close?
Sometimes
yet?
It was split. You were split?
Oh, I got split.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you do to take it? Tough actin to neck? Oh, let's more. Look at it.
Let's see what it is. This is wild that I can just see who was fucking walking by. Neighbor, and then what the fuck? It takes a minute for the other.
It's okay.
Now it's just the neighbor again. It's this fucking same neighbor. That's it. It's not detecting. That's that. Stupid. Yeah, I had, because I used to dance and I used to run cross country and my feet would get fucking dry as hell, and then the split would go. Sometimes it splits so much on that crack, you feel like your toe is going to rip like yeah. the fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was less itchy and more like pain.
Yeah, mine turned painful yeah. after a while.
Would it bleed and stuff too? Like, cause
sometimes,
yeah.
It was terrible. But I also
just
wanna,
one foot.
Just one foot, oh, my wow. left. Yeah, okay. It was weird. And but I also want to talk about my body in general. May I?
Please.
All right. Please. So my body in general, you know, Asian men have, you know, throughout the history of media, you know what I mean, was never like looked at as a sexual thing, right? Like, you know, Asian women.
Jackie Chan's pretty fucking hot.
But she was never viewed as a sexual. You never see a love scene in a movie with
yeah,
him,
okay, okay,
right?
Yeah, that makes sense. But his you know, body's
Asian.
Jacked.
I know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Now
but Asian men, Asian women have always been fetishized and by like old rich white men, you know what I mean? And, you know, they would always put them in movies or like, you know what I mean? Marry them or, you know what I mean? And so we never had that throughout my life. And it's only now, you know, through the culture changing where I like, I was so funny. I was performing the other night and I was looking in the audience and there was like this average looking Asian dude.
Sleeping.
It's okay.
It's fine.
With a hot white girl. And then behind them was another average looking Asian dude with another hot white girl. Right? And I literally almost cried on stage.
You were like,
I'm like, it's a miracle. You're like, you know what I mean? And
did you comment on it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And people in the audience were like, oh, like, what's the big deal? Right? But I was just been around where that just never saw that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I've done thousands of shows, right? And only in the last 10 years do you see that now. And I can notice it. Being single now, because it's like, oh, like there is no, like I'm getting what anyone else would get.
Yeah, you're,
right.
Like you're matching with people that you want to match
right.
with. Right. Yeah.
But the reasons why I always got naked, right, was because I was so shameful about who I was and what I look like that at the age of 24, 25, and I had started doing stand up when I was 23. One day I was just like, I was just, because I would like even try to wear clothes that didn't, that hid my body, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then one day, I was just like, I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
So I just got naked on stage, right? To show people like, this is me. This is all of me, you know what I mean? With my sleeping penis and my weird looking body and the whole fucking thing, right? And it's like, it gave me confidence. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And that's why, like, because people ask me all the time, like, why were you prone to, like, take off your clothes that much? And I think it was just a way for the world just to see, you know what I mean? Because I was just like, I'm just tired of, like, being shameful about whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then through that process, I think I felt better about myself. Right? And, yeah.
Well, that's good. Now you feel confident and you don't take your clothes off anymore.
Well, I don't want to get canceled.
that's the only reason. I think you take your shirt off still.
Rarely.
Yeah.
Rarely. Also, it's like, you know, all those older comics. Oh, God. I want to talk about something that's outside of about my body real quick.
Go ahead.
Is I hold on to resentments forever. When I was a younger comic, there was older comics, like kind of famous people or that were doing well, that like cut me or they like, you know, belittled me or they made me feel like shit. And I hang on to those things. So now I'm in a position where it's like, you know, my career's changed. I'm in a better situation, right? And those people that cut me and belittled me are not beneath me, but like aren't doing as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just want to lash out. But then I look at that behavior, right? And I go, what is wrong with me?
Well, nothing's wrong with you.
I would never do anything, but it's like I have these like revenge fantasies in my head.
Oh, yes.
But that's not healthy. Revenge fantasies aren't healthy.
I think they are. I have them, and they have driven me to be a better comic and to work way fucking harder.
Right.
Like when I was in Canada, I talk with all the time, there's two bookers in Canada, the one that owned Yuck Yucks, one that owned Absolute Comedy, treated me like absolute dog shit.
Absolute Comedy?
Mm-hmm. The guy who runs Absolute Comedy treated me like I was scum of the earth. So
do you feel good about saying that out loud?
I do, because he literally would not headline me. He laughed. I called him to headline. He laughed on the phone. He went, yeah, okay, like you're going to headline Mind Club. And I was like, and that, wow. That convo, I hung up the phone. I'm like, I'll never fucking work your club. I hung up the phone. And now I'm the only female Canadian that's been past the store in years, and literally nobody that he headlines is past the Comedy Store. And I'm like, really, motherfucker? It drove me so fucking hard to work so much harder. And I've talked about this on a million podcasts now, but I'm like, it's just like, I think of things. Did I want him to watch my Netflix thing? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Did I want him to see me post about the store? Yes, I did. I want to see all these, but I'm like, yeah. Just the idea.
But are you,
like,
do you feel better?
I do.
Wow, really?
I do. It's sick. Right. It's a sickness.
But
I don't know.
But so that sickness, though, is what I'm talking about.
But I don't think it's sick to never, like, it's just the idea in your head that you, like, almost proved yourself to these people.
Right. But it's not a personal thing,
it's
though.
It's not. This guy probably doesn't think about me at all, never has again, and would never fucking even see or hear this. I don't give a shit. But I'm like, just that idea in my head that I, like, also it just makes me work harder. When people hate me or don't find me funny or whatever, I'm like, okay.
So I have one. But this, I'll tell you how it hurt me. So 15 years ago, maybe a little longer, you know, I'm from the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, that's where I started.
Okay.
I worked the door there for 2 years, right?
Oh, shit.
I started comedy in that open mic, you know?
Yeah.
And I would hang out there in 1995. I would hang out there every single day. And I just, the smell of the club during the day, right?
You loved it.
The light shining in through, like, the stained glass windows, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just, you know, it's black, like the Comedy Store in Hollywood, right? Yeah. But I just, it's like walking into a church for me, that place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if I walk in there, it's like where dreams begin.
Okay.
It's such a, I miss it, right? So I started there, then I moved to LA, and about 15 years ago, I was doing a, late night spot, a TV spot. And I had to work on a 5-minute set, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to work on it in LA. So So one day I just woke up and I called the La Jolla Comedy Store. And a guy answered and I go, yo, it's Bobby Lee. And I go, hey, dude, I'm going to go down tonight, it's a Wednesday, and work on my 5 minutes. And he goes, yeah, come on in. We'd love to have you, right? So I drive all the way down there. So I show up there at night, have dinner. I show up there at night. It's around 8. I walk in the club. And have you been there, La Jolla Comedy Store?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Headline there yet?
No.
You will. Do you want to?
Yeah.
All right. So I go in there, and the manager who still manages it now was there then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in, and he goes, yo, I can't put you up tonight. And I go, why? Mm-hmm. And he goes, it's pretty funny women. Right?
Yeah.
Like the doorman, the guy in during the day didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I go, huh. Well, how about this? Just I'll wait for the shows to do. I'll just go up last as like a special guest or whatever. He goes, I can't. I go, dude, I drove 2 hours to do this.
It's 5 minutes.
It's five fucking minutes. Also, I started at this club. This is my home club.
Yeah.
And also, like, this is after Matt TV, right? So it's like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I had done some stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? He goes, no. And I go, if you don't fucking put me up, I will never play here again. He goes, fine. That's fine, right? I got in my car. I still haven't been back.
You never went back.
No, because I said, I'll never come back if you don't put me up. He goes, fine, and I've never been back.
And do you regret this decision?
Well, but I'm saying, it's the same thing of what you're, right? Is it the same ilk?
Oh, I'll never go back to absolutely.
Right. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've hurt myself by like abiding by this contract that I created.
I don't think you did.
But it's my home.
I know.
Right? But I just feel like, and let me get this. So I tried, I did go back one time.
Uh-huh.
So I was playing there one weekend, right? And I go, and I was in San Diego, I think. And I go, I'm going to pop in. So I popped in and he goes, go up before and do guest spot. And I did, hoping that manager was going to come up to me and go, hey man, I'm so sorry about, 10 years ago or whatever, uh-huh. right? And it was my bad. He didn't apologize. It put more fire. It put gasoline on the fire.
So did he talk to you? Was he like, oh, you're
no,
back?
No, he was very, no. He didn't even say hi to me, really, I don't think. Okay. Right? So it almost enraged me more. Right? So that was like, you know, so, and I went back for Sandy Shore's funeral. She had like a memorial there.
Yeah.
So me and my ex-girlfriend, Kalila, went down there and did that, but I didn't perform. So I've been in there a couple of times, but it's like, you know, to headline or to, like, I have not done it. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know who I'm hurting. Who am I hurting?
I'm with the belief that you made a point and you're sticking to it. It's not like if it was the Hollywood Improv, I'd be like, come on. Or like the Hollywood Store, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Oh yeah,
I'd be like,
right.
I mean, you
would let
I'd
go.
Be like, you gotta go back on stage there. Like,
or right. Yeah. There's only three places really to go up in LA.
Yeah. I was like, if it was something like that, but I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you're not missing out not doing that.
But do you have that with comics? Is there ever a comic that treated you like shit, mm-hmm. and then now that you're higher, right? That you kind of that you wouldn't lash out on them necessarily, but you'll never help them.
Oh yeah,
you do.
Oh, I have several. So many. Yeah. Oh yeah.
The people that I would know.
No, probably mostly Canadian
comics. Right.
The ones that just treated me like I was shit. But I will say, not so many. It was more on the booker side that treated me like shit.
Right.
Way more on the booker side. Most comics were actually very... These are like a few comics. More out here that I'd say...
Oh, there are more comics that treat like shit here?
Out here, yeah.
Bookers?
No, more comedians that we would not remember.
It's so funny
this.
How we carry things that people don't remember. Yeah. So it's us.
It is us.
We carry this baggage around.
Don't you have therapy?
I do.
Yeah, and, so do
but
I. The, yeah,
but I still have a couple of names in my bag, baby.
I think we all do, and I think that's healthy to have a couple names.
You do.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's weird to not have any issues with anybody. That's even weirder. What kind of life is this? You're walking around fucking happy pappy smiling all the time? That seems insane.
No, I think there is a life of being free.
I don't think comedians have that life. I don't think we have that. I think we all have someone's wrote us the wrong way. We're in the public eye. We're getting treated like shit. We're getting judged every single thing we fucking say or do. We have a different life.
But you're in the good, but you crossed that line already now. I want to tell you something, Steph, okay?
Yes, Bobby.
There's an invisible line that every comedian crosses, mm-hmm. and you've already crossed it. Now, all that shit that you went through to get past that line, I get it. It was rough. Mm-hmm. It was hard, all right? A lot of no's, millions of no's, mm-hmm. a lot of sad nights at shitty open mics, gigs where the promoter didn't pay you, mm-hmm. right? All that stuff. But there's a magical line that you crossed, and from now on, you're no longer going to live like that. It's a lie. I can't explain it.
I'm still getting the nose.
No, I understand that. But these are people that don't know that you've crossed that line mm-hmm. already, mm-hmm. right? But one day, now from now on, people are going to be educated that you have crossed that line. And I'm telling you did.
Well, thank you.
And I know this because of conversations I have with people, other people that have crossed that line, right? Mm-hmm. And you're now in the conscience, right? And the dialogue of comedy. That's how I know.
We like this. Well, that's nice. That's good to know.
Right? So maybe you and I should both let go of that yeah, stuff probably. Before the line. Okay. Right? Because, you know, most people that have tried stand-up comedy never cross that line. Mm-hmm. The odds of it happening is probably one out of every 100 comics that try, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I never did a poll, but it's like, it's rare, mm-hmm. you know? And there's certain people like the girl that we did, Blair Scocci, that's her mm-hmm. name, right?
Yeah.
She's great. She's crossed the line, and but she's not aware that she has. But she has. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, congratulations on that. But maybe we should get healthy and...
Look, I'm trying. I talked with therapists, but I also don't mind it. I like having that fuel under me. I don't think about it every fucking day. I'm not sitting here dwelling on it, but I'm like, whenever I think of like, you know, not working as hard or something, I'm like, no, I need that fire. Like I don't, you know.
But what I do love this, you're right. It's because that, like that club owner in Canada, mm-hmm. right? And you said earlier, he probably doesn't think of me. He does. And he can put up all the defenses and this and that he wants deep down in his gut. He knows he fucked up.
See, that's nice. That's the problem.
I know.
That's nice.
I know. And it's going to be because I have it. I've treated people poorly. Not a lot. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I've been trying to be mindful about, you know, supporting people. But there were times where, you know, I should have been nicer to somebody and they blew the fuck up, right?
You're very nice people at the store, though. You're one of the... You actually, and Bill Burr is so fucking nice to people. You stop, you take photos of every... I've seen you.
Yeah.
I watch. I'm watching. Yeah. You take photos of everybody. You stop and talk to people like a normal person. Like, it's really nice.
Yeah, because you never know.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. But that, I wasn't always like that. I think I learned that through, you know what I mean, trial and error.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, I was kind of rude to this open micer. And now that open micer has a Netflix special
and won't even talk to me.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I did that long. What's up? Okay.
We have to wrap it up soon. That's what I'm saying. We're going to rapidly wrap.
Rapidly wrap. So how do you think this...
Well, I have one final question.
But how do you think it's going so far?
I think it's great.
No, be honest with me.
I think it's great. We've had great banter. We've been laughing. It's serious. It's not serious. This is going to be a great episode. This is a great episode.
Yeah.
Final question.
Go ahead.
What do you think the funniest way you could die is?
I have this fantasy. I want my death to be a mystery.
Okay.
Right? So no one can solve it.
Okay.
So I want to disappear, right?
Uh-huh.
And then one day in New York, they find my arm wrapped up. Okay.
In what?
Just like in, like, you know, I don't know, some brown packaging. You know what I mean?
Like a brown paper bag.
Like a paper bag, right?
Oil stains on the bottom of it.
Right. And there's like, you know, string tying it together, okay, right? It's okay. Bloody and moist, okay. Right? And, you know, maybe this arm, okay, right? Okay. So they know that it's me, right?
Yeah, okay.
But then I want them to find my leg, right, in Albuquerque. I want them to find my ass part in Mexico
ass
City.
Ass part? What's your ass
from
part?
From my waist down, like, you know
what
I mean?
With the penis?
Yeah.
Just, yeah, okay.
In Mexico City, okay. All right? I want them to find every body part around the world, okay. Or around the country at least, right?
Okay.
And have people go, what the fuck happened? And then have people like, it'll be like a thing where people are going to try to solve it.
Okay.
Right? For the rest, they'll never know. Okay. Right? So that's the kind of death I want.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. But I feel like the moment when I'm being chopped up will be horrifying.
Yeah. I wish
I didn't have to live through that. Yeah. That part's going to be sucked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That part's going to be
like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know what I mean? Yeah.
And it's like, trust me, it'll be funny in the end.
In the end.
Song.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I want them to find me in like, maybe in a cow.
Inside a cow.
Yeah, like a dead cow, and I'm like fully in it, right?
Have you seen Braveheart?
I love Braveheart.
Wasn't he in a cow?
No, that's Braveheart?
What is that movie that came out of a cow? It's another Scottish one.
I don't know, let's let it go.
Braveheart. Okay.
Let's let it go. What's yours?
You already talked about it? No, I don't think, I think before I said like a classic, like slipping on a banana or something stupid, or like choking on a dick, something stupid.
Right.
What's the
most horrifying death?
Horrifying?
Yeah.
I think burning to death. I think being in a fire.
So burning to death rather than being buried alive?
Yeah. I think the burning, the flesh smell and the skin burning and the smoke inhalation, all of that, like it's like, it's, I feel like it's worse.
I don't know. You know, but is it because
I don't know the answer.
I'm going to give you an answer.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a fucking answer, right? So during the Vietnam War, right? These Vietnamese monks. You know, if you've seen the photos?
No.
In protest, they would advertise in newspapers that a monk is going to light himself on fire.
Oh, you know, I've seen some.
So he would sit Indian style and put gasoline on him, and he would sit that way, light himself on fire, not move. And die out of protest.
Oh my God.
And you would think he would be like, you're right? Right? But he would sit there in that Indian style, right? I think the first Rage Against the Machine album
is that, right?
And it's like, so is it that painful? Or is that guy just fucking...
That guy's proving a point.
Isn't that insane?
That is mind over matter.
Even if I was like, I have to prove this, but I have to stay Indian style. I don't think I would be like
that.
There's no way. No. I'd be running toward a lake. Yeah. Right.
Well, we got to wrap it up.
All right. I know. All right.
This is great. I mean, there's nothing.
Anyway, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Follow Bobby on everything.
Bobby Lee Live.
It's on everything. Follow this podcast. This is a fun episode. Keep supporting Steph Infection Podcast. And thanks again to Bobby Lee for joining me.
Thank you.